This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Dr. Deborah Birx, one of the doctors on the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said on Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press that social distancing will be with us through the summer. She said the measure was necessary to really ensure that we protect each other from the COVID-19 pandemic. Over the weekend, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, another doctor on the Coronavirus Task Force, said the U.S. would need to increase its testing for the virus by at least twofold before it could begin reopening its economy. More than 940,000 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in the United States, resulting in more than 54,000 deaths. Yet some U.S. states are slowly reopening their economies after weeks of lockdown caused by the pandemic. Georgia, South Carolina, and Oklahoma are among the states that have already begun a partial reopening. The western state of Colorado will replace its stay-at-home order with a softer version that will include the opening of select businesses, most of which will be required to operate with only curbside pickup. Other states have been more wary of entering the next phase of their orders too early. New York, the state hit hardest by the coronavirus, has been under a stay-at-home order since March 22nd. The executive order is set to expire May 15th, at which time Governor Andrew Cuomo has said he will coordinate with neighboring states to slowly reopen their economies. Chinese officials said Sunday that all COVID patients have been discharged from hospitals in Wuhan. That's the place that was the origin of the outbreak in the country late last year. Wuhan saw roughly half of all China's coronavirus cases. It was placed on a strict lockdown in January and sealed off from the rest of the country. Though many restrictions have been eased, residents are still being regularly tested for the virus. VOA News.